Thank you for joining us on Maritime Reality Check. I'm your host, Hope Orivri. On this edition of the program, Managing Director of Inland Containers Nigeria Limited, Mr. Ismail Yusuf, talked on how much the rising price of diesel, the non-availability of forex and other factors have caused a crunch on the volume of cargoes they handle, and of course, its toll on profits.
Latest economic indicators have been shaping operations of your dry ports. Economic indicators in this sense, general one, we know the price of diesel has skyrocketed, and we know that that will definitely impact movement, which is the key thing that you do, movement of cargo from, say, from Lagos to Kaduna, and to be able to help people in the hinterlands to get their goods at good time. So just share with us what has changed in the last, say, 5-6 months.
Okay, thank you for this question. I would like to categorically state that it has not been easy for any businessman in Nigeria in the last, not in the last 6 months, in the last 2 years, because things are going higher in time of cost. Take for instance, you are talking about transfer of cargo from the seaport to the interland, most especially Kaduna Inland Dry Port, ICNL Bonnet Terminal in Kano, as other bonded terminals or other operators. The cost of diesel alone, which we know as AGO, has gone double, if not even thrice. We buy diesel at the rate of 360 before, and it's now about 800, 820. So the trucking we are doing, moving cargo from Lagos to Kano at a cost of 600, 700 is now at 1.6 million. Then you can see that it is not easy for the people that are doing this business.
Okay, if you want to now use that to measure the cargo that you've been moving, how has it impacted on
it
cargo?
Impacted on the volume of cargo we're getting. But when cost of everything goes up, it's not only diesel that's affecting the people that are importing. Don't forget about forex. The dollars is not where to be found. Even if you are doing a new business, you have your from M letter of credit, everything, you still not get the money from the CBA.
But I thought preference was given to people like you who are notable for business of cargo handling that you do. I thought there was a kind of a structure that should have been given businesses like yours.
I don't think CBN has done that, honestly speaking. Because through my bank, we apply for certain amount of dollars to buy cargo handling equipment for my operation in Kano. It's almost a year now. We could not get $200,000.
Now, what are your greatest concerns with regards to this? Forex is difficult to come by. Price of diesel has also skyrocketed. What are your major concerns now? If you look back to, say, 6 months into the operations that you've been doing,
it has impacted on the bottom line. The profit has gone down. The revenue has gone down. The cost remains the same because you have fixed costs and you have variable costs. There are certain costs that you cannot reduce further. Otherwise, you close shop. And there are costs that are fixed that you must incur on a monthly basis. So if you add up this, you discover at the end of the period, a particular period or at the end of the year, what you're supposed to give to the stakeholders, the shareholders of the business has gone down as well. So the impact is very, very high, negatively.
So in this case, what should government attend to immediately from your own perspective, at least from the point of your operations?
The government should address the challenges we are facing in terms of forest, in terms of cost of AGO to run the vehicles. Otherwise, I won't blame the transporters because they bought at exorbitant prices as well. And they have to also do repair, servicing, pay the drivers. Then what's left? Some of them borrow money from the bank to buy these trucks, and the bank is charging them, and they have to pay the money back with high interest. So a lot of things that government needs to do is work on how people can easily get loan at a very lower rate. Then they should address the cost of this going up. They should make forest available so that people that are doing legitimate business can have access to them and do their business. This is the only way at least people in the country will feel the impact.
Okay, I know that a very long time ago, up to say 7-8 years, you were able to move cargo from the port in Apapa to Kaduna. But how well are you still doing that?
By road or by rail?
By rail.
that was where rail was functioning.
Do you see that rail is functioning now?
Which of the rail is functioning? Is it the passenger own or the freight own?
Okay, well, I thought both.
No, that is why I advise the present Minister of Transportation to ensure that even the one that is ready for use, Lagos to Ibadan, to make it work, both for passengers and the freight, so the cargo can move from here to Ibadan and people will take their delivery at Ibadan instead of congesting or making this place a gridlock.
Thank you, Mr. Yusuf, for sharing that insight with us on Maritime Reality Check.